That's really what Janet was talking about. Abundant life, naming, being called by the gatekeeper, but mostly abundant life. And abundant life is this. Abundant life is very highly contextual. Abundant life for me might be different than abundant life for someone who is a vet or someone who is homeless. You see, let me give you some examples. Abundant life for a blind person might be sight. Abundant life for a single parent might be companionship and help. Abundant life for a bullied teen might be acceptance and an advocate. Abundant life for an impoverished neighborhood might be dignity and a chance at self-learning, self-determination. Abundant life for a retiree might be involvement in a worthwhile cause. Abundant life for each one of us is different, but abundant life is God's. Abundant life is really whatever is robbing us of what God intends for us. Today's text is an invitation to abundant life. What is God robbing? What is being robbed of you in your life that you're not living abundant life? So I guess my challenge to you, knowing kind of what Janet was going to talk about, I decided I just needed to say a few words today as we move to this table of joy. When we join ourselves together in God's mission, for abundant life, for all God's children, then we're living abundant life. So I guess the first thing we do is we must pay attention. We must pay attention to what is robbing the children of God of their life. And then we stand up and assist. We don't take over. We assist, we become part, we learn names, we look people in the eyes. We don't just give, but we offer abundant life. Giving is good, but also opening ourselves up to sharing abundant life with all. You heard the text. You heard the text. Those last words. What makes a better life? I invite you to abundant life together with God. And as we come soon to this table, let's open ourselves up in the joyful feast of God of abundant life together. Amen.